Hello, this is Charlie. You're listening to Zone of Skill to Catch a Vibe, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. Alexia left.
Hello.
I didn't turn you guys on yet. Sorry.
Megan will be watching me arrange my entire desktop.
I love watching stuff. Like
look at this, Charlie. Look at that.
I want
to
make a
time.
Can
you do mine too?
I would love to do yours. I'm so excited. Let's do this because I need to work on the catalog.
You can make different color folders?
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing though. No, don't get into it.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
So, hi. We're gonna mostly listen to music off records crazy. Today.
That's exciting. What other records did you bring?
Well, the next song we're gonna listen to is off Ram by the McCartneys.
Ooh.
And then I also got out Graceland by Paul Simon.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
It's a great album, but I don't know what song off what to play.
They're all good
What
ones.
Song to play off that album. So if you guys have any suggestions, you can call in. Or we'll if no one calls in, we'll just decide on our own.
True. Would be nice to hear somebody call in, though.
Ooh, you're listening to the radio. You want to call in so bad. Say hi to us.
So bad.
If not now, at some point during the show.
You know, call in and have a little conversation. It's very nice. We don't bite.
All right, we're going to go into the next song. Bye. That was Joni Mitchell on WMFO, and now we're going to listen to The Surfer by Vampire Weekend off their new album.
Shells around the neck, but you are bound beneath. in a party with the pill sniffers. Yeah, I'm in the back with the hard hat members. Yeah, I'm in the back with the Maybach whippers. Yeah, I'm getting top in the bathroom from the same bitch that she don't like. Go. Point is on. Yeah. Point me to the. Point me to the back.
Hello.
Hi.
I didn't tune you guys
on. Oh, hi.
So this is one of the songs off the Lil Yachty label tape, Concrete Boys, It's Us.
Yeah, it's
sampling that one Pine Grove song that blew up.
It's definitely very interesting. I do.
It's hilarious. It's one of the better songs on this project. There's a couple misses. A little underwhelming. I feel like we have to do a little Lil Yachty news segment. Because I feel like every so often we do. Because it's been a big last couple weeks
for him.
For a man who's not named Darnell. His name's Miles. Shout out Darnell the rabbit, though.
Shout out to Darnell. We fed him tonight. Well, I fed him tonight. I gave him some food. He was very excited.
Recently, it came out that he was ghostwriting for Drake.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Does Drake write any of his own music?
Probably not. Honestly, after that one time that I saw him perform, it's not. Like, no. Definitely. No. I just...
That, The Drake versus everybody else beef. It's been very entertaining to watch the last week or so.
Really? There's more beef?
It's blown up. It's more than...
Well, there's always...
Drake finally threw something back. He had a song called Push Ups.
Right.
It wasn't very good.
I'm not thinking Drake can do too many of those.
Lol.
I saw a video today of Degrassi, of him getting shot. Like, oh, that's how he ends up in the wheelchair on Degrassi.
I forgot.
But the Drake in a wheelchair.
What do you mean? What is Degrassi? What is Degrassi?
So Drake, before he was a rapper, was an actor.
What?
In like a show on like Teen Nick.
What the poop? I did not know about this. That is insane. That's insane. Oh my! Oh,
I don't know. If
those are where the pictures are from.
Or the story of Adi Don covers more
rough.
Ridiculous.
That's a rough one. That is crazy. I never knew.
But he didn't have any music out when he was on Degrassi.
I don't think so. He was just a teenager.
What in the world? How did he get into?
Oh, we're gonna listen to Paul Simon now. I figured out what song we're gonna listen to.
She thought I was alright. Alright in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know. I say what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know. I say what I've said. She said there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know. I've seen what I've said. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know. I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. Ooh, dizzily, all I could think of was sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Kind of dropped the ball here, guys. I got nothing planned.
You got nothing planned for the
what do we do? What do we do now?
Can I request a song?
Well, I mean, I have stuff. What I'm asking.
Oh, so what stuff do you have? What's up, Megan?
Just being sleepy over here.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on the chair.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That reminds me of the paper I'm writing right now about Misophonia.
This album's so good.
I know you hate it.
Have you guys seen the playlist where it's like comparing a Vampire Weekend song to like different songs from this album?
No. Have not. But, like, what? What is it? I thought you were going to elaborate, low-key. Right,
I will elaborate.
Okay.
I gotta turn off the Paul Simon. Where is it coming from? So, that song that we listened to, the corresponding Vampire Weekend song.
Mm-hmm.
Is supposedly cousins?
Huh.
Which...
Oh, interesting!
Kind of? Like, I get that.
Right, like, they're very quick.
I love that part.
Yeah. But, huh. With the Paul Simon song?
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting.
Not sold on that.
Yeah, no. Me either.
Well, it's a very, very loose comparison.
Right.
But Paul Simon's definitely a big influence on Vampire Weekend.
Yeah. You can hear it for sure, but I don't know about the last one.
I feel like it's just the tempo that's throwing me off.
It could be. I think it happens.
He just said the word cousins, though. So.
Twice.
Oh.
Four times.
Four.
My building has every convenience. Redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me. Down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Daddy, when you call me, you call me.
Sorry, guys. Couldn't resist more Paul Simon. We might even be back for a third.
Oh, wow. 3 Paul Simon songs. One night. Okay, so what's the song that sounds... What's the Vampire Weekend song that's supposed to sound like this one?
So they say... They say Run is supposed to sound...
I don't think I've...
Let's listen to it real quick.
Let's listen.
Can you guys hear that? So, do you think that sounds anything at all like... I don't hear it at all. I guess that's the closest thing to a rock flute there is that it's not a rock flute.
What is What is the rock flute? That's not the rock flute.
I don't know, synth horn that they're using here.
Definitely does not sound the same. I will say.
We're gonna listen to something really funny next. I haven't listened to it all the way, so I don't really know what it'll say, what it'll be like.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make.
We got stuck in between songs on the record.
I've got a taxi waiting, and I'm your driver, Harry Chapin, saying hello. Get in and we'll have a ride with a song of mine called Story of a Life. First off, though, do you have a minute to save your life? Today we're going to talk about Medicare. And you're probably wondering why, because you thought Medicare was for people 65 or older. Well, so did I, and we're partially right. You see, Medicare is for people 65 or older, but I found out that certain people under 65 can also get Medicare. If you've been getting monthly Social Security disability payments for 2 years, you automatically get Medicare insurance. This protection will continue as long as your disability lasts and 3 years after that. Also, if you're under 65 and have permanent kidney failure, you can get Medicare protection to help pay for dialysis or a kidney transplant and other health care costs. This special Medicare protection also extends to any of your dependents who have permanent kidney failure. If you have any questions about Medicare protection for people under 65, get in touch with any Social Security office. Someone will be there to help you. Story of a Life is my song for the day, and it goes like this.
I don't care at all about the song, but I just heard, I popped this, well, this record is called Social Security Presents Keep the Change. It's Harry Chapin and, I don't know, and doing a bunch of PSAs about health and Social Security, mostly. Pretty funny. And I popped it on for like 3 seconds, talking about kidney failure. And then, now the song, you're not on, by the way. Mia's been ad-libbing. Let's try to listen to this song. If we don't like it, we'll change it. All the towns that you walk through and all the people that you talk to sing you their songs. And there are times you change your stride. There are times you can't decide. Still you go on. And then the young girls dance their gypsy tunes and share the secrets of the moon. So soon you find a wife. And though she sees your dreams go poorly, still she joins your story of a life. So you settle down and the children come and you find a place that you come from. Your watering is done. And all your dreams of open spaces you find in your children's faces. Long lost by one. And all the trips you know you missed and all the kissed cut through. A man walked nigh, and now you see stretched out before the head just another so story way of a life. What a story of a life. Story. Okay, let's do something different now, because even, to be honest, when I was listening to that song, like, I was playing with that song, making it sound different, really, and that wasn't even enough. Usually that's enough to make me listen to Sticks Banging Against Rocks.
It was good.
What do we want to listen to? We have enough time for, like, one more good song. Jesus. Just do another song from the new Vampire Weekend album.
Jesus of Suburbia.
You want to listen to Green Day?
If that's possible, unless you want to listen to something else. You could be like, no.
How long is it?
It's longish? Actually, I'm not sure.
Mia, you're asking me to play a 10-minute song.
Oh, right. No, it is 10 minutes. Don't play that song. Don't play
If
Jesus
it was any
Suburbia.
Shorter. If it was
tell
any
why,
shorter.
Tell me why I thought that song was shorter. Don't listen to me. 10 minutes long.
I'm vibing with this song.
Again?
Run it again. I can't even hear it, so.
Oh, you don't have your headphones on?
No.
It's good.
I'm gonna make you guys have to hear stuff.
If you've been around, I can be alone. No. Whoa.
Oh my.
Yeah. If I don't know. There's no point to this. There's no point to any of this.
What's the point?
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. I read that one again. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public service message from your safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, this is fire.
Which
We're leaving. It's time for us to go. We'll be back next week. It's only a couple weeks left in the school year. But fear not. We'll be here all summer.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going
I'm
anywhere.
I'm so ad-libbing. Yeah.
I'll be around.
Yeah. We'll be around.
You around confirmed?
Me around, like, 97% confirmed.
Sheesh.
So, if you're listening to the show, yay, and you want to come on the show, if you're here over the summer, we're looking
for
guests.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Come on the show. Even true. For the if you're listening and want to come on the last couple weeks.
True.
We always love to have people on the show.
Yeah.
We have 18 listeners. One of you guys is going to want to get on
the air. You
guys
should call maybe like right now and be like, hey.
It's fine if they don't call. We're going home. I'm tired.
We are going home.
Let me eat those last two slices of pizza.
Go for it.
This is Charlie, and you have listened to Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around if you want to listen to the next show. It'd be good. And stick around for that after that, and then after that, and then after that. An hour after that.
Don't sleep. You don't need it.
Guess
well,
not.
You can play it while you sleep.
Yeah, then I'll get ingrained Scrabbles! In the brain.
Scrabbles! Scrabbles! My Scrabbles are down. Just saying.
For those who don't know, Scrabbles are just plays.
It's plays
Me is addicted
on
to Last FM.
I am not. You...
I'm addicted to making charts.
I'm addicted to getting Scrabbles and being and having a higher percentage of listening. There were times that I'd play music to go to sleep, right? And so, the Scrabbles were like 1,300 Scrabbles in
and
a week.
And that's called cheating.
But I listen to music when I go to sleep, and
but
it's
you're
like,
not listening to
but
it. You're
I,
not listening.
It helps
to
my
it.
Tinnitus.
Can't argue with that. I still don't know what Scrabble's
no mean. Yeah, I mean honestly I haven't even been sleeping with music recently and my tinnitus is fine, so I have been I was cheating for a bit. Yeah, but yeah,
I don't really have anything else to say, but we got a couple more minutes. I think the next people are here if you want to come in and get set up. You can hear the cars outside.
Yeah, you can hear my keyboard.
Get some ASMR going.
I got the tingles. So.
Oh my god, my throat is really dry. It's very dry.
Allergy season.
True, I did briefly forget. But I'm glad I'm not the only one because I feel like I'm going crazy.
Nah.
Nah.
Tons of people got allergies right now.
Yeah, it just sucks. Like, you know? What?
I don't know if allergies makes you have to do that, though.
Like that? They don't let me... It's the face that I'm making to them.
Yeah, guys, I wish you could see this right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, just started playing the wrong thing. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you next week.
Might play this song twice.
A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff said, gentlemen, Stevie Guitar Miller. And I said, yes, sir, brother Sheriff. And that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, gangster. Gangster love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Man. Sheriff's
sheriff said, "Is your name Stevie Guitar Miller?" In a very deep voice, and I said, "Yes, I bet the sheriff." And that's your wife in the back of my voice. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.